Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance. The right coverage at the right price. Kaplansky.com. And also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank. NFL Sunday with Christian Fourier, Jermaine Wiggins, and Rich Keefe, getting you geared up for Patriots and Eagles. Patriots.
And the New England defense has scored yet another touchdown.
Eagles.
Touchdown, Eagles. Dallas Goedert.
Now broadcasting from the Best Yet Studios in Boston, it's NFL Sunday, presented by Kaplansky Insurance, with Fourier, Wiggy, and Keefe on WEEI.
Welcome to NFL Sunday, broadcasting from our Best Yet Studios here in Brighton. It is Keith Fourier and Wiggy getting you set for the Patriots Week 11 matchup against the Philadelphia Eagles. It is a 4:25 kickoff from Philly. 8-1 Pats against the 5-4 Eagles. Gentlemen, how are you?
What is good?
Oh, you know, just another nice freezing cold day. Getting ready for some football here. And all of a sudden, you have a former Patriot who takes to Twitter and Instagram to announce
Jesus.
He has a big... I don't want to do a lot of this. I don't, but this is
I don't want to do it at all. I'm sick of being used.
We are being used a little bit.
Kaepernick's using us. Gronk's using us.
Well, I think Kaepernick's...
We're going to break the cycle.
Kaepernick's show being used. We're going to...
What?
Kaepernick's the one being used.
Oh, boy.
God. Oh, I cannot wait to hear
it's
this.
It's a whole thing.
Hey, let's work out at the Falcons facilities. Oh, so it's like, oh, we happen to move the facilities.
We're going
to
do...
Oh, Wiggy, please say it isn't true. Please.
All right, we will talk about Colin Kaepernick. That's a promise.
That joke yesterday.
Tom E. Kern will join us at 3:00. I know the games kick off in about an hour, so 2:30 will be a good opportunity to do around the NFL. All the 1:00s will be at halftime, and we'll do plenty of Patriots and Eagles, which is something that I don't think many shows did during the week. Kind of get lost in the shuffle.
No.
So we'll actually talk Patriots and Eagles. But first, it's technically news. I don't think there's anything here. I think it's just building you up. But for those who have missed it, here was Rob Gronkowski.
What's up, Gronk Nation? I have a big announcement to make. I can't wait to drop it on all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
Now, I know Fourier likes analogies and different things like that. This is just a this is your classic. This is the boy who cried wolf.
Oh, my God.
Right. This is it. This is all that is. Because
is that all that is?
He had another one before where he had a big announcement, and it was, I want to say, was it also at 9 o'clock or whenever it was? And it was like a couple days leading up to it, and then it was just he has teamed up with CBD Medic. And you're like, all right, good for you.
Wasn't there one after that, wasn't there?
There was the show one.
I'm going with Fox. I'm going to Fox. I'm going to be an analyst. Yeah.
No. But I don't think the Fox one was a...
They haven't all gotten like this kind of treatment with like the, hey, tune in on my Instagram on 9 a.m.
Can I hear it again real quick?
Yeah, John.
John, can you play it
don't
again?
Don't mind playing it again.
What's up, Gronk Nation? I have a big announcement
Gronk
to make.
Gronk Nation?
I can't wait to drop it on all y'all this coming Tuesday. It's going to be fun. It's going to be wild. It's going to be a good time. Come check out my Instagram page this Tuesday, 9 a.m.
You heard the same thing I heard. Well, not that.
What, the Gronk Nation?
Call of the Wild. Well, first of all, I was like, I wonder if Wiggy sent out a tweet. Hey, Wiggy Nation.
Wiggy Nation. I think we should start.
Keith Nation.
Yeah, Keith Nation.
We should
start
all just
that up.
Create our own nation.
Yeah, like that.
It's a whole totally different like reality.
It's either that or, hey, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
It's yours truly.
You should steal that. You should definitely take that.
I think that was my favorite.
World. That is the best.
Hello, you know, Twitter world.
Hey, Twitter world.
Do you know that that's in his bio too?
All right.
If you read OJ's bio on Twitter, it says, "Hey Twitter world,
hey Twitter world, it's yours truly." I don't know about you, but if
man,
you heard
if he
the Rob
Gronkowski, yeah. he'd be great.
He yeah. There is that one thing kind of that prevents it from happening.
I don't know if he'd be great because if he wasn't a murderer, then he'd just be another
guy.
Yeah, but
he'd probably still be doing games
Norbert,
like Dan Fouts.
Yeah, but
he'd be in Naked Gun 20. Yeah. And he'd be doing games on CBS.
But the hey Twitter world,
hey Twitter, yours truly here.
It's yours knowing that he's a
hey Twitter world.
He's got an opinion.
He's a murderer.
Yeah,
I don't think it gets any better than that.
But Wiggy, you've been one of the few that always thought Gronk was coming back.
Yeah.
He has until November 30th, so he's got just on 2 weeks from yesterday to make that announcement. Any? Are you holding on to that at all? Even you're done with
I'm,
it.
I'm holding on like on the side of like in Cliffhanger. I'm holding on to Sylvester Stallone as he's holding me up.
Hold his hand.
I'm holding his hand like no, like is he hold? Don't let me fall. Slide. Don't
he's
let
slipping.
Me.
Yeah, it's not happening.
But I eventually think.
Do you think people are talking themselves into this being his return? I mean, I hope not.
I am.
You are.
I am.
Oh, you are.
Yeah, that's why I said I'm holding on to it.
You're holding on, but so you think this is it, though? So you think Tuesday at 9, we're going to find out that he's back?
I hope
you'll
so.
Be on the air, hey, right, with Greg Hill?
Yep.
Wait, what about, so he said, okay, hey, Gronk Nation. Then he said it's going to be wild. It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Like he's not talking about the NFL.
Well, maybe football.
Right?
I don't know what he's talking about.
Talking about like he's not that if he okay the guy that was like you know just you know mentally scarred by the NFL he would not be you know explaining it that way. If it's gonna be wild. It's gonna be fun. It's gonna be exciting. He's talking about something else.
Don't you think? To be fair, that Gronk would describe everything as wild and fun.
Right.
No.
Okay.
I don't think he would. No, based on where he's at, one of the big. You saw him. He was crying when he was talking about the NFL. It hasn't been a year yet. You think he's over it? You think he's healed all the mental issues?
He did say he was healed. Physically, he said he's healed. He says he's 100%. He could go right now. He says he feels unbelievable.
I saw him. There's a big banner.
I was losing joy in life.
Yeah, I just saw a big banner there, right on Gillette Stadium when I was doing TV. Yeah, the whole right. CBD oil. He's not ready. And we had Alex Guerrero on. Just the other day, he'd say he'd have to gain his weight back.
Right.
So he's not ready. I mean, he's not ready. He's not ready. He's not ready. He's Dunsky. He's never going to play again.
If they use him in a limited role, if they use him in a limited role,
I know
I mean,
you got this bright idea that he's going to be the red zone guy.
Yeah, he could be a red zone guy. I mean, Christian played at 245. Gronk's about 240, 245. Plenty of guys that are in the league that play at 245 at the tight end position, and he'll be a guy that you could just use him in the red zone. Let him run, you know, fade routes and back shoulders and jump balls and you know a couple
you know what?
Routes.
Keith, listen. Yeah. Just let him have it. Just let him. Like,
yeah,
listen,
no, I
let
know.
Him just
no,
back up.
Right.
Let him have it. Let him because it's kind of getting fun to watch because he's. I actually commend you, Wiggy, for like I tell you what, you got a vice grip on this, and you are not letting go.
No,
like,
this is his take.
This
is him,
is it.
And then
to the death.
Yeah, this is your thing.
I'm telling
he's
you,
coming back.
What? I mean, do we need a?
I'm telling you.
I'm
do
telling
we need
you.
A big like, hey, Twitter world? Here's my announcement. It's Gronk Nation.
Well, no, 9 a.m. on his Instagram page.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm sure you guys will be having that quick turnaround on the morning show.
Yep.
We'll be talking. That'll probably be our lead story. 10 o'clock. On
here's
Dale
what
Keith.
I will.
And my guess is we're going to talk about it for 2 minutes because it's going to be him saying I'm going to be appearing at Survivor Series in the WWE or something like that.
Yep. Exactly.
Here's what I'll say. If it is that, if it is a pump fake, like
it's a pump fake, all right.
If he,
stick
you know,
nod, stick nod.
Yeah, if he's got me, if he's pump faking me, I'm done with Gronk.
No, you're not.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you'll
no.
take the cheese again. You'll take the cheese again because in 2 weeks he's going to have another announcement. He's gonna promote
Hello,
that.
Twitter world.
Yeah, he's going to say, hey, Instagram world. Yours truly, 9 o'clock, Instagram Live. And you're going to take
well,
the cheese again. You're
going to
say, you know what? This is it. The deadline's not till November 30th. So between now and then, anyway, you're going to fall for everything.
Well,
hey, Twitter
what?
World.
Hey, it's Juice. Sunday, right?
Where it is Sunday.
Where are all these people that tell us we got to bow at their feet? Where's Adam Schefter? Where's Ian Rappaport? Where are all these NFL insiders that we, when we talk to them, they basically kneel before Zod and telling us, hey, what I say is gospel? Where's them coming out and saying,
have you noticed for you
hey,
that one of the
here's
great...
Hey, here's what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Ian Rappaport is a douche.
One of the great rivalries sources. Right now is Wiggy versus Schefter. Wiggy can't stand Schefter, and it's because Schefter tried to talk down to Wiggy.
Well, yeah, he wants
well,
to.
Well, I heard that, and I didn't like that.
I may be Team Wiggy on this.
I am too.
You know, because, well, but because I think I have a beef with Schefter also. I
Ooh.
Mean, who comes on another guy's, you know, radio marathon and brags about them earning, you know, $2 million when we're at like $75,000?
That was really, I didn't
was
like that either.
Yeah, it was kind of.
type 1 diabetes.
That was kind of a slap in the face.
I didn't like that at all. That was kind of bad.
That's like basically saying, hey, get your weight up before you come out.
Yeah.
Before you come get in the big boy sandbox.
So I'm kind of Team Wiggy. Yeah. And the thing with Shefty is he hates being challenged. He hates it. It's like, God forbid you question his sources or the way he delivers them to you, right? I mean, he doesn't like it. So if you challenge him, he gets his panties in a bunch.
Can you tweet that out?
It is weird because it's like
I don't agree with you on the house situation. I don't think we should be looking into.
Well, you should.
Hey, listen, do you not kneel before Zod?
This big thing. He hasn't had anything on Gronk though, right?
I haven't seen anything.
Kneel before Zod. I know you're waiting on that, but I don't see it. So Fortier, you agree with me? You think it's going to be like a WWE or a movie thing or game show?
If you allow yourself to filter through all the bull crap and just listen to like the real important stuff and all the people who are saying it, even him, he's not coming back. It's going to be something bogus, and it's. I mean, have we been impressed with any announcement yet, though, honestly?
No, none of it.
The only one we know is really the CBD and the Fox one. We don't know what the sports show is.
Well, no, there was also the sports show. He's a contestant. He's not even a host.
Yeah, I know, but we don't know what contestant on what type of show, you know?
Well, it's like a super sloppy double dare for, like, athletes.
Oh, is that what it is?
Super sloppy double dare.
Yeah, they get slimed and go through all these stupid, you know, obstacle courses. Yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't know. There's like three or four things that he's already announced. And I would even say the shaker thing was like a smaller level. The fact that he had teamed up with TB12, him and his brother, with that ice shaker thing, that was kind of like low key announcement that Brady retweeted. But other than that, nothing has been. I don't know what anybody. Maybe it's because it's not anything anybody wants to hear. Everybody wants to hear. Yeah. He's coming back.
I'm curious. He's not back.
No. You know what? Christian just said something that made me think. Okay.
Yeah.
He's coming back. And this is the announcement, because I didn't know what this CBS thing was, right?
The show?
Yeah, the show. But he said it's like a, you know, obstacle course slime type show.
Right.
So that means he's working out. You got to be in great shape for that. To do that.
No, you don't. In fact, it's better if you're not.
Yeah, I think.
I feel like the guys who are out of shape actually are kind of funnier on that show.
Yeah, if you want to make a fool of yourself.
Yeah, I don't think he's trying to go for any course records here.
Well, I mean, if it's like American Ninja Warrior, he's got to be.
No, I don't think it's quite that extreme. It's more like Wipeout.
Well, you still got to be in good shape to do that.
You just got
to,
you know, be kind of flexible, I guess.
Well, I'm
pliable.
Let me go with my Keith Spears.
Okay, fine. So you think he's back?
He's back because of that.
He's on TV right now. We're watching him on the Fox pregame show. He's got a bow tie on. He's breaking it all down.
Well, really?
Are
they asking? Yeah. I wonder if
they just showed his hit on Tre'Davious White. I assume they're talking about Myles Garrett, and so he's talking about, you know.
Yeah.
You can lose your cool a little bit.
Oh my God, he looks like a big, overgrown Professor Gadget, just like like the dude from The Simpsons.
Yeah, he does not look like Professor Frink.
Bill Nye, the science guy. Yeah. He looks like a large version of the Bill Nye, the science guy. Look at this guy! Holy crap!
He's so much bigger than everybody. We could use him in the red zone.
Yeah, you could use him in the red zone, but I just don't.
I mean, look at him compared to Charles Woodson. I mean, he's literally 6 inches tall.
He's taller than him. Woodson might be stronger at this point.
Yeah, but you don't need to be. Just throw the ball up, Gronk. Go get it.
I wonder how fans feel about it, because are they like Wiggy and they're so desperate for him to return, or have you given up hope? I mean, it's week 11. It's week 11 in the NFL.
I'm completely just losing my mind. How big should your pocket square be? Should it be like all the way? I know this is radio. No one can see what Charles Woodson is wearing.
But his pocket square
is literally like a blanket. Like a blanket hanging out of his.
He's got like the
square.
Steve Harvey pocket square.
It's huge.
The top of it's kind of touching his shoulder. That's how aggressive it is.
It's way too big.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. I'm more of the Mad Men type of mode. You know, okay. I just want it nice and clean, or just a little bit of the white showing with.
Yeah,
a skinny
just
tie.
Barely.
That's
right.
Me.
Yeah.
He's got the magician pocket square. Like.
Yeah. It's like he's gonna keep pulling. He's gonna keep pulling stuff out of it.
Yeah, kid, hold this.
That's exact. Great point, Wiggy. Excellent job. Look at the end of this. When is it going to stop?
Right.
Maybe they do that later in the show.
And then all of a sudden, a dove comes out of the air.
And magic. But, yeah, that's the Gronk update. But I am curious if you how people feel about Gronk. Have you given up hope? Is this kind of souring how you feel about Gronk at all? Like, I understand what he's doing.
You don't
feel
like you're being used, Keith?
No, I feel like I am sick of it. And here I'm the guy that leads the show with it. But I think it was new news. But he wants to stay relevant. And I think he knows that he has to tease coming back to football because it's really tough for these guys who are sort of at the top of the world playing in Super Bowls. And you're in a whole bunch of, commercials and everything else. And now you're not playing. And yeah, you're still famous. You're still popular. But guess what? There's a lot of guys that are playing every Sunday that are starting to sort of take that attention away from you and keep teasing it and keep teasing it and kind of relying. Like, if everybody knew for a 100% certainty that he wasn't going to play, then how many people are tuning in Tuesday at 9?
Right.
Not a whole lot of people. Like, you'll get the news later on. Oh, he's on another show. This one's on NBC. Cool. Like, I just think he is kind of stringing people along. And at some point,
he's playing,
it's going to run
emotions
out. And you know, at some point, he's going to have a big announcement for some product that he has. Mm-hmm. And he's going to say, hey, guys, I have a big announcement. And nobody's going to care.
Yeah.
Because you're like, all right, at this point, they're not big enough. Like, people in radio get accused of doing this all the time. They're like, huge show announcement coming up at 5, show announcement, tune in for the show announcement.
Right.
And then the show announcement is like, oh, our guest that was on Tuesday is now on Wednesday. Like, it's just, you know, like, it happens all the time.
Right, there's nothing there. There's nothing.
Right.
There's no payoff, you know.
Yeah.
You got me all geeked up for the money.
And you're like, what is it?
The,
like,
money shot, and then all of a sudden I'm like,
playing with my money is like playing with my emotions.
Yeah.
That's how I feel right
Come
now.
Come on, Smokey.
I feel like Big Worm. Like, you playing with my emotions.
What's up,
right
Big
now,
Worm?
Gronk?
Big Worm?
It's like, come on now. You got to let me know
That's
something.
That's what he's doing. He's just messing around
yeah,
with
now, you. Yeah, now. So now I'm sitting here and I'm believing that, okay, because it's so close to the deadline, which is the 30th,
yeah,
that, all right, chance Gronk comes back? Is this it?
Yeah, but don't you know? See, and this is why I kind of get aggravated by it. I guess, whatever. It's. I think this is the only year he's going to be able to do it. He knows that everybody's still talking about it.
Yeah.
He talked about it on Greg's Hill show. So since he knows, he teases everyone with that as part of the backdrop, as part of the option, or part of the, you know, that it's still alive. Hey, guys, big show announcement, knowing that everyone's going to be thinking, ooh, is this what he's going to announce
right.
it? I heard Wiggy's not giving up. Wiggy's the next tight end. He played in the league. He must know something. So, okay, so Wiggy's saying there's a chance. And Wiggy's not the only one. There's still a lot of people out there that are still kind of holding on to hope. I think it's but whatever. So he uses it. And so some people say, well, it's brilliant. Brilliant marketing. I think it has a shelf life. And I think he needs to be
too
careful how much he teases and pokes
well,
the bear.
Well, because he's doing too much teasing. That's the problem.
Lot,
yeah.
Like, so
now they're twice.
Right. Now people are going to be like, all right, now when you have another big announcement, what are we really tuning in for? So you could tell us that you're going to be, you know, hosting the Nickelodeon show.
Right. Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
But that's it. So now we're like,
like,
right,
the People's Choice Awards. I'll be there.
Yeah, I'll be hosting the People's Choice Awards for the I'll be on the pre-red carpet or whatever it is.
Yeah, great.
So now people are like, you know, especially fans are going to be like, come on, Gronk.
Like, what is it?
You know,
what is it?
What are we doing here? Why are you doing all this? Because you're teasing us every week. It's not like you're stringing us along here. I mean, don't as people say, you know, string people along? It's like you got to tease every week.
Yeah. Do you think the Patriots have even, like, Belichick has even taken a second to talk to Rosenhaus about this? Or do you think he'd probably not, right?
No. He's too busy sending people down to Atlanta and, you know.
Yeah, see, Kaepernick.
They're going to a high school now. Oh, crap.
Yeah.
But do you think
we're going to rent a car?
Let me ask the flip question from that.
Flip it.
Do you think Drew Rosenhaus is reaching out to Bill and saying, hey, what's your interest in Gronk?
No, I bet Rosenhaus is talking to Gronk, though, being like, hey, you know, it's letting him know what the timeline is, letting him know all that stuff. I wouldn't be surprised about that. But I don't think, especially because the Patriots never replaced Gronk, they have no quality tight ends, that it's not a question of, ooh, would they even want him back? Like, of course they would. Like, they would take, he could lose another 10 pounds, 15 pounds.
So
do
you think the timing on this announcement was Gronk's people going, okay,
yeah,
the deadline's in 2 weeks, let's drop this.
Yes, because so maybe we can even trick people who pay attention, like Wiggy. We could trick them
right,
because they know when the deadline is. So if we make another big announcement, you know, in 3 weeks, it's not going to have the same appeal. Like, again, if he pulls this off in December, yeah, you might get some people that don't understand the NFL rules, but enough people have been paying attention to it and saying, all right, he needs to be on the roster by this day. it's not going to have the same juice. So he's probably going to have a couple more announcements between now and November
30th. Well, that's why I put it out there.
His announcement might just be that I have another announcement.
Well, that's why I put it out there, and I said, well, where's King Xerxes? Where's Adam Schefter right now saying, oh, guess what? Here's what I'm hearing. I'm hearing that this potential announcement from Rob Gronkowski on it's Sunday, right? Isn't this a perfect
Today's
time
Sunday,
to drop it?
NFL Sunday. That's right. That's right. All right, we'll actually get to the game. We'll get to Kaepernick later in the program. Let's get to the Patriots-Eagles game. Patriots coming off the bye, also coming off their first loss of the season. Eagles have won a couple of games. They're fighting with the Cowboys for the top spot in the NFC East. So we'll get into the Patriots and Eagles game, which kicks off at 4:25. This is NFL Sunday, brought to you by Kaplansky Insurance.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Back here on NFL Sunday, Keith Foray and Wiggy. Before we get to Patriots and Eagles, and your phone call, 617-779-7937. Jay Glazer just tweeted out that Browns defensive end Myles Garrett had agreed to do a sit-down interview with Glazer for NFL on Fox for today's pregame show. But shortly before we were heading to the airport, this is Glazer tweeting, we were informed that Browns brass brought Garrett to the facility and told him he could not do the interview. What do you think they did that for?
I don't know. Because
they don't trust him?
It seems like maybe the interview might have been him apologizing. But then
he had a statement on Friday that seemed pretty straightforward. I mean, I don't know if he wrote it or if he had help or whatever, but it was... He apologized to Mason Rudolph, said he's got to be better going forward, blah, blah, blah. It was like all the things he wanted in an apology.
Right, but in a statement, was this statement like put out via Twitter or something like that?
Yeah.
That's different than when you actually do a sit down and you can hear the person and really see. Because after the game, when he talked about it, I don't even really know. Like, he apologized, but.
No, after the game, he was not great.
Right.
He just said what he lost is cool.
Right. It was an accident.
An accident. Yeah, it was an accident.
So I think he realized, like, dude, you know, the thing that people remember is you. Yeah, I know you. Some people say you're apologizing, but you didn't really look like you were apologizing. And maybe the sit down with Glazer would have been him being more of kind of opening up his heart. Like,
yeah, but maybe because remember, it was a Kareem Hunt that did an interview.
Yes.
And he was horrible. Like, it did not come across very good.
Yeah,
but again, that's different. Those are different things.
Yeah, because it was asked about this.
He kicked a woman.
Yeah, and all that. So, you know, maybe that's what it would have been, or maybe they felt like he might have said something that, you know.
You know, it just doesn't, what is it, what, you know, what do you gain out of it? I think the perceived gain by Garrett probably isn't worth it based on the amount of negative impact it could have. That's what I would say.
But don't you think, Christian, it's about how people view him now and perceive him from when they heard him speak?
And the reason why I think it...
But that's a selfish part on his part. I mean, he's one who screwed up. He does it without telling the Browns, and the Browns say no.
See, I think the timing is just... It's too quick of a turnaround because he's suspended indefinitely.
Right.
And so that's why I think... Him kind of showing remorse or whatever is probably going to help him get reinstated. So at some point, I think an interview would help him.
Well,
or, I mean, depending on how he handles himself.
Well, I think that's what he's thinking about.
But I think to do it on Sunday, you know, after you just hit a guy with his helmet on Thursday, like maybe don't you need time to think about it, Miles?
Well, no, not really, like, unless you really feel like what you did was horrible.
Yeah.
You know, some people, when they know they made a mistake, they want to get out there and get to people and let them know, like, I know I messed up, rather than wait and people go, man, it took you this long to realize that you done effed up.
But maybe the Browns are like, I don't know, in this spot, if he's going to come across very well.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what they're thinking. But anyway, that's the Myles Garrett update. That was, of course, the big news to start Week 11. One of the best games on the schedule is Patriots and Eagles today at 425. I would have thought this was going to be a really, and it still might be, really close and competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But the injuries are really piled up on Philly.
For the Eagles, right?
No Alshon Jeffrey, no Jordan Howard.
Right.
And then Darren Sproles is out for the season.
Right.
But their top running back and their top wide receiver, man, that's going
to
make
a lot of sense. Struggling
back
at the receiver
position. Back to the way things were the first 8 weeks of the season.
Yeah, that's what people are going to say, Christian.
Yeah, if the Giants, none of their stars are playing.
Right,
okay, well, you should probably walk all over them.
Well, the Eagles have a real quarterback, though.
Right.
It's a real quarterback.
So I've heard.
Yep. Right. How do you guys feel about Carson Wentz?
You know, we both had the same response. Hear that? That's telling.
It is.
We both had, because I don't know, Wiggy, I'll go first, but I feel like I'm not sure. I feel like the book's not out yet. I don't know what to expect from him. There's highs, there's lows. He played great, and then he got hurt, and then he's just okay, and then there's an unknown there that shouldn't exist for a guy that's been in the league as long as he has been.
Yeah, to me, it's the consistency level. And I don't know. From one week, he looks like, oh, this guy could be one of those, you know, top 10 future quarterbacks. And then the other week, I'm like, he doesn't look good at all. So the thing I look at with Carson Wentz, it's the consistency level with just his play. I liken him to Andrew Luck at times. When I looked at Andrew Luck, and still making the same mistakes,
yep.
And you're a high draft pick, and you're still making some of these same mistakes. You've been in the league for going on 4 years or whatever it is with him now, and it's like that's where I kind of look at him with Carson Wentz.
So I'm going to trap Wiggy here.
Uh-oh.
He does not like Lamar Jackson. You're not a big Lamar Jackson fan,
right?
Well,
I said that. I think that.
No, but hold on. But just to, right, you're not.
I think that I'm not sold on him as a quarterback.
Is Carson Wentz the best quarterback they have faced all season?
In the sense of traditional quarterback?
No, just quarterback. Just quarterback. Is
but
he the
see,
best
I
quarterback?
I don't categorize Lamar Jackson as
a
quarterback.
Oh, my God. For you, what position does Lamar Jackson play?
Last I checked, I think it was quarterback.
Yeah,
but he's an athlete. He's an athlete.
So he's going to make the Pro Bowl as an athlete?
No.
It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap. Gotcha.
He's a better version of Colin Kaepernick, speaking of a guy.
Lamar Jackson's the best quarterback they have faced, but Carson Wentz is a top, in the minimum, he's a top 16 quarterback, right? He's in the top half of the league, would you say?
Carson Wentz?
Yeah. And maybe not even, huh?
Yeah, maybe not even. He might be 20-ish.
That's really quite a fall.
He might be 15 to 20. Would you?
You know, the fact is that he runs, as far as runs for first down on third down, he's second behind Lamar Jackson. The guy's a threat when it comes. Now, it doesn't look the same because it's just their offense isn't, you know, a wishbone offense in the NFL, you know. But I think the threat is similar.
He's a better thrower than Lamar Jackson.
Oh, yeah, I think so. I give you that. I think that he's – for my thing with Carson Wentz is he's got basically both attributes, both assets that these quarterbacks – you know, big, strong, physical guy, isn't afraid to run, can still throw it out of the pocket. He's not, you know, 90% run, which I think Lamar Jackson is 10% throw. So, I mean, put him in the Deshaun Watson's category.
Yeah.
I mean, if you really
– that's a good group to put him in.
I think Watson's better, but yeah.
I'm saying the type of quarterback,
okay.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
you
can do both and, you know, take color out of it, because I do think people look at the color of some of these guys' skin and they just automatically equate the fact that Deshaun Watson is a better runner. Okay, he can run, but Carson Wentz can run.
Oh, Wentz definitely can.
Right.
Oh,
yeah.
You know, or Deshaun Watson can't throw. No, Deshaun Watson's pretty damn good.
Mm.
So, and I know Lamar Jackson is a strictly 100% play-action type guy with a high percentage. sitting back there and let him throw out of a pocket, he can't
He's
do it.
He's not doing it. Mm-hmm. He's a one-trick pony. He can run really good, and when he throws the football, it's play action, one read. Either throw the corner out or throw it to the flat. If nobody's there, run.
Which is fine. It fits their system.
Yeah, it fits
their system. You're talking about a system. Brady's a system quarterback. Lamar Jackson is a system quarterback.
Yes.
He ain't playing in any other system but that one.
Right. But that people will catch up to what you do, and now because of your inability to evolve and be more and be able to add to this system, I don't think they can add to the system.
Oh,
he don't have that skill set yet.
Well, until he gets a second pitch, like he needs you know, he's got just one pitch. He throws curves all day long.
Right. Mm-hmm.
He needs a breaking ball. You know, he needs something else that he can rely on.
Baseball,
on. Earlier,
somebody's been hanging around with Framingham, Lou.
Yeah, that's what I think. If he really wants to go to get to the next level, if he could find, like, if he could, you know, at least prove that he could do it 70-80% of the time, then he'll be unfreaking stoppable, because you set up to stop the run, and then you're successful at say, okay, we're just gonna change gears, we'll go shotgun and throw it.
But the problem is those type of quarterbacks never do that, because they always revert back to that one pitch when things break down.
You know, I don't think
they don't go through the progression and go, okay, all right, my first read's not there, my second read's not there, let me now stay in the pocket and see where my third and fourth read is. They don't do that. They ultimately go, all right, my curveball's this fastball's not working, let me just go back to my curveball and run.
Let's go to the phones here. We got Leonard in Rhode Island. He joins us next on NFL Sunday. What's up, Leonard?
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
Friendly neighborhood Eagles fan here. I promise no hostility. So,
All right.
And I got my wife sitting right next to me, and she's a Patriots
fan. You
know,
there shouldn't be any hostility from the – you guys won.
Yeah.
I mean, so why should there be animosity and anger from a Phillies fans? Like, you guys have the upper hand right now.
There really isn't. And you know what? This has actually developed into quite a bit of a rivalry, in my opinion, and it's kind of fun. Kind of fun, actually. A little bit of a rivalry. We don't see each other very often, but when we do, it's very competitive.
Mm-hmm.
But the biggest
every
thing
team
that I've
is
seen,
the Patriots' rival.
Yeah, I know. You guys like to think that. You guys
it's true. I mean, you ever seen a team? Every team gets up for the Patriots. Like, the Patriots don't view the other team as a rival, but the other teams do.
That's their every team. This is their Super Bowl.
Right, but there's only a few teams like the Eagles who have a signature win against them.
Yeah,
most of the other teams don't.
We'll have a Super Bowl win against them.
Right.
2 years ago.
What do you got? What do you got on the game?
Well, a couple things. You know, what I've heard so far from, you know, talk radio and the Patriots fans so far is the biggest reason why the Patriots are going to win this game is because, one, they're coming off a bye, which is very important, and two, they don't lose another game after taking a loss. Historically, it doesn't really happen. But I really don't think you can ignore the matchups in this game, because the Eagles match up very well against the Patriots on the defensive line, the offensive line, and in the running game. I think you're going to see a lot on the ground. I think if the Eagles can get pressure on Tom Brady, it's going to make it very difficult for him. Don't be surprised if it's a low-scoring game and the Patriots struggle in the red zone. But I think it's going to come down to the last drive, and I think the Eagles are going to win with a turnover by Brandon Graham again.
There you go. He's calling it out. Now, it's funny that he mentioned the Patriots don't lose back-to-back, because I saw on ESPN, Rob Ninkovich was doing a breakdown, and he said the Patriots never lose back-to-back games.
Well, he'd be wrong about that.
Well, I mean, they did twice last year.
Right.
And he even said, he's like, I don't remember the last time it happened. It's like last season, twice. Right. It happened twice last season to teams. They should have beaten all four of those teams.
They lost to Detroit, and then they lost to Tennessee.
No, it was Detroit, Jacksonville, or Jacksonville, Detroit.
And then later in the year, it was
Pittsburgh and Miami.
Yeah.
I was like, what? No, they have. They don't lose a lot, period.
Right.
So, maybe, after loss stats and all that stuff, but last year they lost twice. I think maybe he might have been thinking,
well, they haven't lost back to back coming off where the second week was a bye week.
No, he didn't. That's not what he said.
No?
He said, I can't remember the last time they lost.
Because I'd like to know, when's the last time they've lost back to back games? And
with a bye week in
between?
We'll have to get our crack staff on that.
Yeah, I bet that's probably pretty rare.
Yeah. No, I mean, their numbers after the bye are pretty good, but their numbers every week are good. Like, they win all the time.
It probably would be hard to find a situation where the Patriots lost, had a bye, and then came out, lost
another. Yeah, probably pretty rare. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number to join us, and it looks like N'Keal Harry will be making his NFL debut this afternoon, so we'll get to know what kind of impact.
I got to say this.
Yeah.
Christian was right. And
Stop right there. Stop right there.
And well, he said something, and I was a little bit
Dunsky.
I was a little bit Dunsky that it wasn't, but he had said something. And now that I'm starting to think about more and more and more and more, I have to agree with him.
Really? Oh, we'll find out what that is. We'll find out what that is coming up. Your Patriot storylines are brought to you by Cars for Kids, the easy way to donate your car. Donate today, and your car can be picked up tomorrow. Go to carsforkids.com or 1-877-CARS-FOR-KIDS. This is NFL Sunday.
N'Keal Harry, the Patriots' first-round draft pick, makes his debut for New England today on the same day that Jordan Matthews returns to Philadelphia and plays his first game of the season for the Eagles, Sam.
There you go, Adam Schefter. He said it, Wiggy, so you know it's legit. N'Keal Harry is going to play today. He's going to make his debut. He was eligible 2 weeks ago against Baltimore, was inactive for that game. It looks like he's going to play. Before we get to what kind of role he might have today and the rest of the season, Wiggy, you got to pay off that mega tease.
Yeah, and actually the payoff is about N'Keal Harry.
Perfect.
Here's what Christian said, and he said this before General Zod said it a few weeks back.
I'm so on Wiggy's side on this.
I know, I am too.
Hashtag, like, we need to hashtag something, Wiggy.
Yes.
Wiggs out.
Yeah. Hashtag, hashtag General Zod Schefter, right? So Christian said this. He said that he felt like N'Keal Harry was going to be a big part of this offense moving forward. Now, it was something along those lines, Christian, especially in his first game back where the Patriots were really going to try to get him the football. And I was kind of thinking, and I heard we had Julian on Friday, and Greg asked about, on the Greg Hill Show, asked about N'Keal Harry, and he had said, you know, he's big, he's looking good in practice. And I'm starting to believe that, and we had Herm Edwards on maybe Tuesday about N'Keal Harry, and N'Keal Harry's down at Arizona State for the bye week and said that he's really looking forward to getting out there and that, you know, he expects to be a big part of the offense. So I'm going to have to agree with Christian on this one. I think the Patriots are going to use N'Keal Harry in a big way, and you're going to see him play a big role in this passing game moving forward the rest of the season.
Really?
Yeah.
You're still a no, Keith.
Nah, I am. I'm a no, and it's.
But what do you hold on? So if you're a no,
yeah.
What do you think he's going to do?
Not much at all.
But, so what does that mean? What does not much mean? I mean, what is that?
Like, it means he'll have games the rest of the way where maybe he's active but has zero catches, or he'll have games where he has one or two catches and is not out there a lot.
Very minimal stats.
I think it's still going to be, again, this could all, if Sanu or Edelman gets hurt, then throw it out the window. But if those guys are out there, Sanu and Edelman are good for 20-plus targets a game. Mm-hmm. James White's good for 8 targets a game. I think Philip Dorsett, Ben Watson are going to get targeted more than N'Keal Harry.
I think N'Keal Harry's going to be a 5, 6, 7, 8 target a game player.
Because
I think they're going to open up with getting him the ball early.
I think rookies have had a hard time in the Patriots offense in the past. Like, pass-catching rookies have had a hard time. And I know that the quick argument would be, well, a lot of them are just bad. And you're right. So that definitely impacts it. But I think it's just so challenging to jump in mid-season and all of a sudden have to gain the trust of Brady, who has proven that he's not wild about throwing to the young guys. So all it's going to take is for N'Keal Harry to run like a 12-yard comeback, and he runs it to 14 yards, and Brady throws it at his shoes, and you're like, all right, that's
but
it.
But I think they're gonna simplify it for N'Keal Harry. It's gonna be it's gonna be a 14-yard comeback. That's it. Don't worry about converting. Don't worry about what coverage they're playing. It's gonna be a slant. It's gonna be a go, but be prepared for a back shoulder. I think that's what you're gonna
get.
Do
you think
from
they just put him in and say, all right, what Josh Gordon did the first 5 weeks of the season is what you're gonna do? And hopefully better than that, but that's as far as snap counts, as far as targets, as far as like the routes that he runs.
I think he's gonna be Josh Gordon's role, but he's gonna be able to do more based on his skill set, you know. But I think that's gonna be the role. That's why I think Christian was spot on when he said they're gonna utilize him like they utilize Josh Gordon.
Yeah, and I think that was. I just feel like this. Every guy's different, and first round pick, big body, strong. So the trust level isn't there yet, and I would agree with you on that. But they can dictate the circumstances and how they use it. So it's first and second down. It's not third down. Hey, we got to keep the drive going. Too much stuff is going on third down. Like, there's blitzes, there's this, there's that. We can dictate what type of look we're going to get if I'm Josh McDaniels based on the personnel and the down and distance. So listen, I'm just going to protect them. They're going to be they're not going to be as fancy, and there's not going to be as hectic the plays that he's going in, because we have got to get, because Josh, part of his job is to set N'Keal Harry up where Brady does trust him.
Right.
So it's a seam route.
Yeah.
It's a corner route. It's a deep crossing route without a lot of adjustments.
Right.
Like maybe he has to kind of, you know, mess with the angle a little bit, but there's not a lot of opportunity for him to screw it up.
You know what you'll
see? That's what I would do.
You know what you'll see from him that we saw Josh Gordon do, and you'll see, I think, N'Keal Harry, it will be those shallow crossing rub routes where it's, hey, N'Keal, don't worry about figuring out if it's man or zone. You just run a 5-yard cross, shallow cross route, and the other guy will try to rub and see if we can get you the ball and get you in space. It'll be some of those quick hitches. It'll be some of those, you know, hey.
Hitches, slant.
The X, the Z, vertical routes.
Yes. It'll be those
you name it.
Yeah, those now, hey, those now routes, the guy 7-8 yards off of you, Brady's going to turn, catch, Brady's going to take the snap and throw it right to you to see if you can make a guy miss.
I don't know if you guys saw this, but Mike Reese talked to Malcolm Mitchell, who did have a pretty successful rookie year.
Yeah.
And really highlighted by the Super Bowl, where they used him a lot in that Falcons Super Bowl. And that was a rare rookie who did seem to have the trust. And he had a whole list of things, like, you know, advice for N'Keal Harry. And a lot of it was practice stuff, which, again, we're not going to be able to see.
Mm-hmm.
So we're just going to get, you know, reports here and there. And even the guys that are down there don't get to see everything. So I just think it's such a, like, Wiggy and you saying he's going to be a big part of the offense, me saying he's not, it's such a guessing game right now. Like, we don't really know. Like, yeah, they drafted him in the first round, so ideally they think they're going to use him a lot. They've also drafted receivers in the second round high that they thought they were going to use a lot, and they just didn't.
I don't think it's a guessing game.
Really?
I'm a Christian
on this one.
Because I feel like there's enough signs that point in that direction.
So why didn't he play when he could have played 2 weeks ago?
So I think that's what screws everybody up. I think there's a bunch of stuff that goes into that. I think people are reading into it, and I think it has something to do with the team that they were playing. They felt like he could have helped them? Yes, but they'd rather have used an extra defensive lineman, an extra defensive back. If they were going to err on the side of caution, this was the week to do it, because they needed more guys defensively either.
And why not give him an extra week?
I don't know. He just had 8 weeks where he didn't play.
Well, yeah,
these guys ready to go.
But he had only been practicing for what? How many weeks?
Whatever it's two, maybe.
Yeah. So why not say, all right, Baltimore? Rather him come back, Baltimore. We'll give him an extra week. We'll give him the bye week.
Yeah.
And you know, it's what Christian said along the lines of, you know, knowing that you're playing Lamar Jackson, so maybe you need another.
But I also thought this was telling. Again, this was from the Mike Reese article on ESPN about he talked with Malcolm Mitchell and about the challenge of earning Brady's trust. This is a quote from Mitchell. It took months, and it took some tough, constructive criticism from him and from coaches. I had to embrace it and say, I won't allow it to happen again. No repeat errors. The thing I would tell Harry is consistency in everything you do, and I promise you the opportunities will come. Don't worry about today. I remember my rookie season, the first 6 games, I didn't do anything. It wasn't until I earned that trust through constant repetition and execution of plays and practice that I started to get those opportunities. So it took months for Malcolm Mitchell.
Yeah, but I think Malcolm Mitchell.
N'Keal Harry doesn't have months.
Yeah,
months would put you in the Super Bowl.
But I also think that was a different situation with him back then, because.
Yeah, look at all the players they had on that team.
Right.
He was never going to get in there.
He was way down the totem pole because you had Gronk, you had Edelman.
Hogan. You had all these guys.
Hogan
was ahead of Mitchell.
Yeah. I know. So, but you don't think Philip Dorsett's ahead of N'Keal Harry?
You don't think
Sanu's ahead of him? Edelman's ahead of him?
But to point, though, I mean.
You got Sanu and Edelman ahead of him, but then after that,
you don't think Dorsett's ahead of him?
I mean, maybe
you love Dorsett. That's your guy.
I love Dorsett, but as far as a guy, if they had to choose, you know, if they would say, "Hey, we would rather Dorsett or we'd rather N'Keal Harry," I think they would rather N'Keal Harry, and that's what I'm saying. In this situation, he doesn't have that. Malcolm Mitchell had a cushion of guys ahead of him, where they're counting on N'Keal Harry to be like one of those guys that can contribute.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's going to be fascinating, though. I think it's one of the top things to watch today, which is already a good game. The Eagles are a good team. It's not one of these first 8 teams that they played this year. Eagles are good, but you throw in the N'Keal Harry factor. I'm fascinated to see what happens. So we'll have more on Patriots-Eagles throughout the day. We're on until 4 o'clock, but we will turn our attention to Colin Kaepernick, who held a workout yesterday at the old switcheroo. It was supposed to be a one facility, went to a high school facility. Some teams decided to join him there. He also had a statement afterwards to the media. We'll get Wiggy and Fourier's thoughts on the Colin Kaepernick pro day that took place yesterday. This is NFL Sunday presented by Kaplansky Insurance, the right coverage at the right price, Kaplansky.com, and also in part by the New England Kubota Tractor Dealers and Needham Bank.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.